when you look back at last weekend, what's the overriding emotion for you?
We had a great weekend, even though we split the games, one win, one loss, but, you know, we had a great result against, Brayhead, and, you know, it was the first game we really showed, you know, the firepower we have. And, you know, we took that into Cardiff, into the small barn against them. And, you know, the bounces just didn't go our way, but, you know, we definitely had the opportunities to make it a game. You know, I think Ryan Hayes himself had, you know, three or four breakaways, and, you know, Everett Sheen hit a numerous amount of posts. So did, Trevor Gerling. So, you know, it's just one of those nights where you run into a hot goalie and the bounces don't go your way. And, you know, after the game, I wasn't mad at all. Like, guys, we came in and we played very well, especially in that small Cardiff barn, traveling, you know, 9-10 hours on the bus. And we went there and we played very well. So I wasn't upset at all. And, you know, this week we've had a great week of practice as well. So we're just getting ready for this weekend now.
And when you look back at last weekend, I suppose the most pleasing thing is you have goals in this team, don't you?
Oh, we have tremendous amount of firepower from, you know, Ryan Hayes, Craig McCallum, who's was a big-time scorer in juniors, Trevor Gerling, who's put up a decent amount of points. You know, Paul Zanette can put the puck in the back of the net, and we were still missing David Rutherford as well, who's been a big point getter in his career. So, you know, with David not in the lineup, another guy, you know, we lean on someone else, and, you know, a guy like Craig McCallum stepped up and had a big weekend for us.
Do you believe that you've got a side that could genuinely challenge this year for one of the three trophies?
That's every goal, every coach's champ, every coach's goal. And I honestly think we can. We're improving every week. We got a great netminder in Carson Chubok, and, you know, our D zone and our younger Brits are improving every week. So, you know, but I think any team in any day or whatever this year could win this year, because the league is tremendously strong this year.
And how much of a statement was that performance against Brayhead?
It was big, and it was big for our fans, and it was big for us and our confidence. You know, we kind of showed that we can score goals, and you know, when we play the way we need to play, good things are going to happen. So, you know, it was kind of good. It kind of got everyone to buy in more into our, you know, our systems and our ideas. So,
you're 1 month into the role as player coach, if you like, for real. Do you feel comfortable in the role? How's it been? What's been the biggest challenge?
I think separating yourself from playing and coaching, like, during the game. Like, I find myself when I'm on the ice, I'm still, like, trying to coach while I'm on the ice, and I'm like, oh geez, I'm actually playing. Like, you know, I think that's the biggest thing. So I'm kind of trying to separate myself. You know, when the game starts, I kind of lean more on our assistant coach Jock Hay to, you know, take the reins and run the bench and do the line matches and all that stuff. And I can kind of just more worry about, you know, myself as a player. So that's been really good. And Jock's been, you know, improving, and he's been doing a great job for me.
Does it change your game at all as a player? Because you've always been somebody that's had to play with emotion to be effective, I guess. So does it change what you do out there on the ice?
It has a little bit, but, you know, it won't take away from the job that I do need to do if I have to step up and, you know, get a fight or stick up for a teammate or something like that. I'm still going to be that guy to do it. And, you know, I haven't had to do that yet, but, you know, if it does come calling, I'm not afraid to do it. And, you know, that's what we got. I got great leaders like Everett Sheen, Paul Zanette, you know, who kind of will help me out if I'm in the box for a fighting major or whatever it is. You know, those guys will kind of keep the bench calm and work with Jock while I'm away.
You look at Manchester, and you have back-to-back games against them this weekend. A new franchise, a new team, but a coach, I guess, that you're pretty familiar with from last year in Omar Pasha.
Yeah, definitely. And they kicked the crap out of us at the start of the year. They spanked us 8-1, and we kind of got embarrassed. So we're definitely looking for redemption, and we got to set the tone early. We got to set it that first period in Manchester. So we got to worry about taking care of the puck, because, you know, they got a fast, speedy, skilled team that if you make a mistake at their blue line, it's going to be in the back of your net, because that's just how fast and how small the rink is. Things happen quick.
You then have the contrast, don't you, 24 hours later, from playing a game like that in Altrincham to playing on the big ice in Murrayfield. How do you change the game plan?
You know, I think you can, you got more time and space, so you can kind of hold on to the puck a bit more, and you know, get the ice and you know, open the ice up a bit more, fill some more lanes. Where more when you're in Manchester, it's more of a north south game. You can, you know, you get, it's a chip and support and getting on the body and finishing checks and trying to get as much of offensive zone pressure as you can get. So, you know, I think in the big ice, you can slow the game down a bit more, you know, control the neutral zone more, and then, you know, really work with that big offensive zone to kind of spread a team out and use, you know, because we got tremendous skill, so we can really use our skill in the offensive zone.